Philip Sampson, he acted the George Great. Today's date is 11/28/2022. Dictation is for Lynette Sanchez. Sanchez spells S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. Lynette spells L-Y-N-E-T-T-E. Date of birth is 11/13/2003. This is a 19-year-old female here with cough, period. Patient stated that this has been going on for the past 3 days and has gotten worse today. Says she came in because she's now having body aches and feel and chills, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies travel history. Next paragraph, says she works as a waitress and it comes in contact with lots of people with similar symptoms, period. Next paragraph, next line, patient reports fatigue. Next line, reports fever. The T-max at home was probably about 100.2. She took over the counter Motrin and Tylenol, which helped, period. Next line, patient reports runny nose, said discharge from her nose is clear. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history is none. Family history, diabetes. The current medication, cetirizine. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's a low oriented, obese child. In mild distress, vitals are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 108/68. Pulse 60, respiration 18, temperature 98.5, period. Next paragraph, nose. Congested with clear discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Throat erythematous and edematous, tonsils and pharynx. Uvula is erythematous and edematous, but is midline and mobile, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, bears weight well with non-nostalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions, normal mood and affect the normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is influenza A, number 2 is acute bronchitis, number 3 cough, number 4 myalgia, number 5 fever, number 6 acute rhinitis, period. Next paragraph. In clinic, the patient received the following Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed in clinic for another 20 minutes, after which she was re-evaluated and she reports no side effects from the medication. Next medication, albuterol, an Atrovent nebulizer times 1. Next paragraph. Patient was given a work excuse to be home for the next 3 days. Her symptoms started 3 days ago. We put her about 6 days out, after which we expect her to be less contagious. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication, albuterol 2.5/3 mL. She would take 3 mL at home nebulizer. TIDPRN for cough/wheezing. That's medication. Tamiflu 75 milligrams. She will take 1 pill BID for 5 days. Number 10. Next medication, Tesselon 100 milligrams. She will take 1 pill TID for 10 days. Number 30. Next medication, Zitromax 2 pill now, then 1 pill daily until gone. Next medication, nebulizer machine with tubes and mask. Patient was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. End of presentation.